This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who aspire to be. If you're a real estate, mortgage, or financial professional, this is the place for you. We'll explore innovative investment analysis, sales, marketing, and income-generating strategies for the most historically proven wealth creator, income property. Learn from the experts as they show you how to build a better business and a better life.
Welcome to the AIPIS show for accredited income property investment specialists and those who desire to be. This is your host, Jason Hartman, where we talk about increasing your income, your productivity, and just generally having a better life while serving your clients better with America's most historically proven asset class, income property. We have a great interview for you today, and we will be back with that in less than 60 seconds. It's my pleasure to welcome Robin Smith to the show. She is the co-founder and CEO of WeGoLook. And I learned about this service recently. Many of us as real estate investors who are investing from all over the world in properties all over the U.S. would really love to have a second set of eyes, someone who can run out to any asset, take pictures, video, check on specific things. And we're going to dive into that and hear more about this great service today. Robin, welcome. How are you?
Hi, Jason. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm doing very well. How about you?
Good. Good to have you on the show. And tell us, how old is this company? When did it start?
Well, we formed the LLC late 2009, and it took me about a year to actually recruit my first set of lookers. That's what we call our agents that we have nationwide. And
you've got a bunch of lookers working for you.
We do. Of course, building the platform and the back end. So we came out of beta at the end of 2010, so almost five full years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. I assume this came out of either the insurance industry, a need in the insurance industry, or the REO, real estate owned by banks industry, but I may be wrong about both of those. How did it evolve?
Well, you're right on target with who we perform services for today. But initially, one of our friends was actually wanting to purchase a high-end projector on eBay, and he's an attorney, very particular, and said, I surely wish I had someone to go look at this for me, because he wasn't quite sure if the item was being misrepresented or if it actually existed. And I said, there's got to be a service that provides that, with so many people purchasing online, and looked for him, did some research, and couldn't find any type of service, and thought it would be a great way to help people mitigate risk, especially with autos or properties, anything, you know, that involves distance from the seller to the buyer. And so just kind of started from there.
Tell us what you do and how it might be of interest to real estate investors who are, for about 11 years now, I've been in the business of helping people invest nationwide. And I'd say maybe 5% of, or maybe 4 or 5%, I mean, this is not an exact statistic, but, you know, actually go look at the properties. Frankly, they're honestly not that interested in looking at the properties. They just want an asset that performs. You know, that's, it's all about the numbers. You know, if I buy this income property, do I get this check every month? That's what the point of the investment. But, you know, there are little complexities that arise, right? And they might like to know more. You have a lot of great tools nowadays, of course, Google Earth, Google Maps, Street View, Zillow, and Trulia, and all of the other things out there. But, you know, sometimes you just need an actual human being with a camera to go and take a look. You need a looker. So what exactly can you do for real estate investors?
I think the way that we really help our current customers that in a way that no one else can is you kind of hit the nail on the head with being your brother-in-law or sister-in-law in another state that can really go out and answer the questions you might have about the property. We, especially if there's a quick turnaround time, and scammers are becoming, you know, pretty savvy. They're able to make some of these listings look legitimate. And sometimes the actual condition that's on a listing is not what the current condition is. So it's a, we offer a basic report for only $69. It allows people that kind of peace of mind of knowing, hey, you know what, it actually exists at this address, because sometimes you get the wrong address, actually. And it is in the
You're not buying swampland in Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right, and okay. You've got this, you know, so we know where the location is. We know what the current condition is, at least. You know, of course, we don't need any structural damage, things like that, but we can definitely note any kind of large visible deferred damage. So if a tree's fallen over or the roof's part, you know, blown away, especially after storms or fires in an area, a lot of people from other countries like to use this as well. You'd mentioned the global aspect, and we really are able to help people with that peace of mind, verify. And then again, you may need something on the interior looked at, which Google Earth isn't going to help you with at all. So we're able to go in, if there are log boxes, we're able to, you know, access those or add those, actually install those if we need to. So there's quite a few ways. Really, what we tell people, we can customize or personalize your experience. So it's really whatever you need us to do. FaceTime is great. We're able to go research documents at courthouses. We've filmed live sheriff's auctions. There's a lot of different things we can do besides take video or photos of properties as well.
Oh, very interesting. Now, have you by any chance heard of a company called RawPorter? Like Reporter, but raw.
Oh, no, but I will check them out.
I had them on my show years ago after I learned about them, and I'm not sure they're still around, but I had them on the show years ago, and when I first learned about them at Blog World in New York City, I thought, you know, that's a great idea. I mean, this like crowdsourced army of people that will go out there and even interview people, survey them, you know, coming out of an event, you know, what do you think of the concert or the seminar or whatever, and, you know, they'll stick a camera in front of them and do that. And I thought, you know, that's a really cool idea. There's a lot of application for this. So tell us more about, you know, the detail of what you can do. Film a sheriff's auction, like at a foreclosure auction. How much would that cost, by the way?
It depends on the size. If it's in a smaller town, we really kind of do it by the hour. And if there are several items up for sale, it would depend on at what time that particular asset was up on the block, because we base that on the time that the looker's there. So that would just be... we typically charge around $75 an hour for labor, so it just depends on how long they were there.
And they're just filming them, I assume, on a smartphone, right? They're not using, like, good camera equipment or anything, right?
Correct. No. And we actually have created our own mobile application, so everything is performed through our mobile app, and we do that for security purposes. And it also actually geotags and time and date stamps the photo with through metadata.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Good. So $75 an hour to go film something. And I mean, how would you make the distinction between your people, the lookers, and a reporter? Because it seems like there's almost a, you know, an overlap here. I mean, I guess they're not going to comment and say, this is what's going on at the auction, or this is what's going on with this property, like a reporter would. But, you know, that there's some overlap there, right?
I would think there would be some overlap. We're not asked to really make any comments. The people that ask us to do that just simply give us the asset and the location and who we need to contact once we're there. But as far as direct comparisons, I'm not really quite sure what the comparison would be, other than we may be less expensive if we're just going for one person instead of multiple. I'm not quite sure how much they charge.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right. So other things that you can do, you can go to the county recorder's office for people?
Sure.
And what do you do there? What might you do there?
So we're able to look up any kind of, let's say we do a kind of document research on a particular address, title searches. We can do all kinds of things like that, working hand in hand with an abstract company if we need to. There's people just will give us what information they'd like for us to research at the jurisdiction, and we do that for them. And then, of course, either FedEx them the actual copies or send them electronic copy of the documents that we find.
So in order to do that, it sounds like your people need to have some real knowledge of real estate or the way a county recorder's office works or a planning department works in order to go there and fish documents, right?
To a certain extent, I agree with you. However, with the FOIA forms and the different types of jurisdictions that we have worked with, we have the...
FOIA means Freedom of Information
Correct.
Act.
Correct. I'm sorry. Yes. And we're able to really give instructions to our lookers. One of the things that we wanted to make sure of was that I hope that you don't take this wrong, but we work on like a fifth grade level with our instructions, making sure everyone understands exactly what we need so it's not complicated. So it's easy for them to kind of follow the instructions, and then we have an on-site contact at the jurisdiction always. But we actually also weight our lookers, the way our platforms kind of evolved over time. So let's say we have these 20,000 agents nationwide. Some of them are actual real estate agents. Some of them are mobile notaries. Some of them are field process servers, different types of things like that. And we will weight them against the task. So if we have a looker that's assigned some sort of real estate asset verification or task, then the system will send out the notification to those agents first in the area versus say someone who is a pastor or a school teacher that's in our looker database. And so we do try to weight the task with a person or a looker that has the most experience in that industry.
Match them with the right person. So your people then, do you have 20,000 lookers, by the way? You mentioned that number.
We actually have over 20,000.
Wow.
That's correct.
Oh, fantastic. And it's just in the U.S., I assume, right? Or are you outside of the U.S. too?
Mm-hmm. We're outside of the United States also. We're in the United Kingdom, Australia, and Canada as well.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. So your people are process servers, some of them, so they know how to find things and catch people ducking service. You know, I've tried to serve people before and they just duck. This one guy in Kansas City, Missouri, I couldn't serve that guy for, I don't know, 5 to 8 months. It was terrible. So they're able to really find things, and I mean they've got some skills, it sounds like, right?
They will. And a lot of times our looks aren't super complicated, and we have a great customer service team on this end. So we always like to reach out to the on-site contact. So if it's an actual seller of a property or someone at a jurisdiction, someone in our office here, we're located in Oklahoma City, will actually reach out to them, let them know that our agent will be calling on behalf of whoever the client is. And so we kind of do a little bit of due diligence prior to them going out to make sure that the address that we're going to is the right one, that the phone number that we have on file is the correct phone number, and then also to see if there's any kind of red flags, because you will get some pushback from people who don't actually want anyone to come out and verify false information. So we have a little system going here on behalf of our customers that makes it easier for our lookers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. So take us through the menu of services a little bit, if you would, just because I want the listeners to really understand. I think a lot of our listeners are going to love this service and really want to use it, Robin. Tell us a little bit more about the menu of services, and if you can, the prices associated. Of course, prices are subject to change without notice. We're just talking about the prices at the time of recording here. But I think it would help if you give people an insight into this menu and the pricing for it.
Well, thanks. I'll be happy to. We obviously have these services that we offer them to the individual customer, so just an individual consumer. And we also have kind of an enterprise suite for our B2B clients. So they're kind of two different. So I'll start with just an individual consumer, where we can go out and really verify any kind of asset they're wanting to purchase, or maybe they own property out of state and they have a tenant move out and they want us to go check on any kind of damage that the tenant may have incurred while there. Perhaps there was a storm. They want us to go and look and see if there was any storm damage. Or maybe we just need to meet with, act as a property manager in case there needs to be some kind of work performed, a plumber or something like that needs access to the home. We can help them with all of those type of things. So,
wow, amazing. So I was going to ask you, because, you know, I asked you before the question, Robin, of the overlap between a reporter and a looker. And then I was about to ask you, what's the overlap between a home inspector and a looker? Obviously, a home inspector has, you know, much more in-depth knowledge, but, you know, a looker can take pictures. But now, it's the overlap between a looker and a property manager. Tell us about that.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. And you know, the common factor between all of those will be just the basic or the generic simple items that each one of those could perform. So I would say just kind of a something that you feel like if you did have a brother-in-law that you could call and ask, hey, can you do these things for me? That's really kind of sums up everything that we're comfortable providing services for.
I think it's funny that you keep mentioning in-laws rather than,
well,
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe I should just say friends. But yeah, okay. A lot of people kind of get that analogy, so that's why I've used that. You're right, though. So those services start at just $69, and that's really kind of for 10 photos. We have, obviously, add-ons that we have kind of a build your own report, customized data capture that we can also provide. So if you do want the video or any kind of FaceTime, a real-time call, we can do that as well. That's something we have rush service available. Our typical turnaround time.
How much will that cost? The nice thing on FaceTime is you can have them point the camera as you're talking to them and say, hey, turn right, look over there. I want to see what's there, right? What's the price of the FaceTime type service?
It's really going to depend on how much the customer wants us to actual video while we're there. Some places want us very in-depth and go through each cabinet. Some people just want a simple walkthrough. So again, it would really be kind of based on the hours that we were there, but we typically tell someone to kind of expect on a FaceTime call around $150. That's kind of a general price, but again, I would need someone to say, hey, I really only need you there for 1 hour. I really need you to do this. So again, it's based on each, that's why it's custom. But we try to keep it inexpensive where we can pay our lookers well and make a small profit here. We really work on kind of quantity here. We do offer rush service. Our typical turnaround time is 3 to 5 business days at the most, but we do have a rush service available in case someone needs something same day or second day. So we really help a lot of people with even vacation property, things like that.
Yeah. So you have some peace of mind to know that, hey, the property's still there. It hasn't burnt down yet. Nobody's, hopefully you don't have squatters that moved in. I'm not a fan of investing in vacation properties, by the way, just, to reiterate for the record. I think, year-round rental properties, that's what we like, stable, simple stuff like that. But, can people order a look right from the mobile app? Is that how it works? Do you keep their credit card in with an account so it's just really easy? It's like a click of a button type stuff?
Well, that's actually through our website. It's super simple. It's just wegolook.com and people can place their order there. We don't offer the mobile app for our customers yet. That's something that we'll be rolling out. It's for our lookers.
Oh, that's a business to business or for your lookers only?
Got it. We okay. do have, everyone has their own dashboard. So they have like a history there. Anytime they need to go back and access any type of report that they've placed in the past, they can access that. We hold that for about 7 years. So they have all of that there, all their information in their account. And like I said, we do have the B2B as well. So we provide small and large clients, the commercial properties, scene inspections, industrial properties, any type of really commercial property or residential occupancy inspection. Of course, those are, a lot in that category. You've got on-site merchant verifications. There's a ton, but we really can go to any kind of business and look for the business use, and we have several different property reports for commercial properties.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. Okay, so is there any place you can't go? Like, for example, if someone has a property in Timbuktu, by the way, I think Timbuktu actually is a real place. I should look that
I
up.
I think it is, too.
Yeah, but if it's really out of the way, can you get a looker out there?
We can, and I'll tell you how we do that. So a lot of times people will call us and they'll say, okay, we have this property. It's in Arizona. We're not sure. We think it's here. They'll send us some maps or some parcel numbers, that sort of thing. And it may be just, miles and miles from any kind of civilization. In those kind of situations, a lot of times we will ask for a research fee if we have to actually kind of do some research to locate the exact area of the property. And then we may possibly have a travel fee because we may not have a looker or any kind of person that lives anywhere close that may need to travel there. But you know, when we've gone up on top of mountains to look at forestry equipment, we've gone on, you know, we've really gone all kinds of places. Sometimes you have to take a boat up into Canada and then come back down to an island in the United States. And, of course, there would be a toll there, a ferry fee in that case. So there's not really anything that we haven't done yet.
Tell me, what is the most expensive assignment you've had, the most expensive look? How much did that cost to do it? You know, if someone has to take boats, planes, trains, planes, and automobiles to get there.
Yeah. Well, we actually performed a very, very, very large solar panel report for a solar panel farm, and it was an $8,000 report. That was our most expensive one. But we had to have our looker go out for several days, and we took hundreds and hundreds of photos, combing the property with when they had on-site contact with them, and had to take an ATV to different areas to take these pictures just to make sure there wasn't any kind of new site development that was being done there, performed there, or any kind of materials, anything that looked like there might be some sort of recent, any kind of construction. So it was really interesting for us to do that. And that was for, of course, a large bank of ours that we do a lot of looks for. That was the most expensive.
Do you care to mention the price?
Oh, yeah. No, it was $8,000. It was very expensive.
Wow.
Yeah. But our average price is $89. That's our average.
Starts at 69, averages 89. Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Did you go through the menu of services? Did you feel like you did that? I mean, I know you can't price everything exactly, probably, because some of these things are pretty unique, but just anything else you want to say that I didn't ask you about all of that, or you didn't get out?
Well, I think that on the B2B, we have, you know, these commercial property reports, and typically an interior exterior report is around $85, and a lot of people who are purchasing those type of properties for investment like those. So if someone is listening and they do want a little bit more information than what's listed on our individual area, then they would need to request that. But whoever's helping them would know that by the questions they were asking. But we try to be efficient with our pricing. We want people to use us over and over, and again, it'd be a good experience for everyone and hopefully help them out a lot.
Yeah, fantastic. Where do you see this going? I mean, are you going to go into any new areas or offer any new services in the future that you see coming? Or where do you see this market in the future of your business?
Sure. So, you know, we don't just look at properties, obviously. Our overall, from a high level, we actually will be live with eBay Motors within the next couple of weeks and all the vehicle listings. So that's very exciting for us. That'll put us kind of in that big space. We do a lot of work for insurance companies, like you'd mentioned earlier, but it's not just property that we look at. We look at, you know, autos. We pick up a lot of documents for financial companies and have them notarized because we have mobile notaries, obviously, within our network. So we kind of see it going global on just a larger scale. That's our whole focus, but we are very committed to the auto property and the insurance industries. We do quite a bit of work there for B2B and enterprise clients, but I feel like as more people hear about us, my first business model, which was for the individual, will definitely, you know, increase. So we're excited about that.
The business to consumer, or B2C, just to give people a broader perspective, you do, you know, insurance for cars, you do inspection for cars, like if someone wants to buy a used car from a distance or something, like insurance adjusters. So you have some overlap in that market too, I assume. Maybe the adjuster isn't very good, and the insurance company needs to send someone out to look, or the customer, the insured, needs to send another party out to look, someone who's neutral, right? So there's a business there as well, right?
Yeah, we actually, we started with our, you know, our eBay model, that independent individual consumer, like you were talking about, B2C. Then we kind of organically grew to the B2B, and these other companies came to us and said, hey, can you personalize these reports? And now we have these very large Fortune 500 companies saying, hey, can we actually use your agents on demand instead of our own employees to actually perform low complex tasks? And that's kind of where we're hitting that niche of really coming in as a like field assignment personnel for the insurance companies and performing those type of tasks. So it's pretty exciting. I have about 67 employees here at my office internally. And like I said, we have over 20,000 lookers in our database. We don't use all of our lookers right now. We use about 6,500 of them on an ongoing basis, but we feel like that'll grow. We have a nice database to choose from, though.
Yeah, good. And you're in Oklahoma City, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good. Good stuff. Well, the website is wegolook.com. And Robin, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate this. This is such a great service for real estate investors. I think our listeners will like it a lot.
Well, thank you, Jason. I really appreciate it. And if anyone has any questions, they can just give us a call. We'll help them out.
Thank you so much. Wegolook.com.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes I think of Jason Hartman as a walking encyclopedia on the subject of creating wealth.
Well, you're probably not far off from the truth, Penny, because Jason actually has a 3-book set on creating wealth that comes with 60 digital download audios.
Yes, Jason has that unique ability to make you understand investing the way it should be. It's a world where anything less than 26% annual return is disappointing.
I love how he actually shows us how we can be excited about these scary times and exploit the incredible opportunities this present economy has afforded us.
We can pick local markets untouched by the economic downturn, exploit packaged commodities investing, and achieve exceptional returns safely and securely.
I also like how he teaches you to protect the equity in your home before it disappears and how to outsource your debt obligations to the government.
And the entire set of advanced strategies for wealth creation is being offered at a savings of $94.
That's right. And to get your Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series, complete with over 60 hours of audio and 3 books, just go to jasonhartman.com/store.
If you want to be able to sit back and collect checks every month, just like a banker, Jason's Creating Wealth Encyclopedia series is for you. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.